The very first. Visits to other times for interesting stories of famous firsts. Today's episode, The Million to One Shot. The young actor waited nervously for the screening debut of his movie at Manhattan's Baronet Theater, where just 6 weeks earlier he had worked as an usher. Oh, he'd done a few B-films, one of them a porno, but he couldn't buy a break in Hollywood. To the movie-going public, he was a complete unknown. So, taking the bull by the horns, he sat down and wrote a movie for himself, a script that would showcase his own unique talents, a film about an underdog with a million-to-one shot for success. He hoped the picture would herald stardom, which would truly be a million-to-one shot. His hopes were dashed at that first showing when half the audience left the theater before the film ended. The New York Times critic wrote, "Not since The Great Gatsby has any movie come to town more absurdly oversold." But then a funny thing happened. In a few weeks after it left Metropolitan New York, the film began to catch on. Audiences in mainstream America not only stayed to watch the thunderous finale, they burst into standing ovations. The box office exploded week after week. The movie, produced for just over $1 million, earned over $220 million worldwide and won the Academy Award as Best Picture for 1976. And it propelled its unknown creator, Sylvester Stallone, to stardom beyond his wildest dreams. And it paved the way for four successful sequels to his million-to-one shot, Rocky. For more stories, visit www.theveryfirstbook.com.